Right, so good afternoon, and I have right in front of me a absolutely splendidly designed can with a silver top this time, inches medium apple cider made with British apples, 4.5% volume, and I mean it really does look good. The C of inch is an apple, brilliant design. Beautiful, you know, green, that nondescript sort of sand cream colour, blue, red, dark green, absolutely grabs you, I have to say. I'm not sure about that word medium. Now, cider, rather like sparkling drinks, it's a bit of a mystery because in sparkling wines, Brut is much drier than extra dry, which is much sweeter than Brut, and it's not dissimilar in apple ferments. You know, there's medium sweet, medium dry, you know, where do we go? And it's very, very subjective. It's just according to your taste, and I have to call it something to give you a vague idea, you know. Exceptionally sharp, tart and bitter, you know, probably isn't going to appeal to the sort of general public, but in fact a sharp, tart, bitter cider is pretty much where the real cider's at, okay. But of course we have, you know, the namby-pamby television watching era that need gentle drinks, so let's see what this one's got to offer. But first of all, let's have a look at the packaging and the provenance. So we turn it around, it says crafted in Hereford, that's very promising, and then I think in Hereford. It didn't say Herefordshire, did it? It said in Hereford. We'll come back to that. We turn all apple waste into renewable energy. That sounds a bit corporate, doesn't it? In Hereford. There's only one cider maker I know of in Hereford, and that's Bulmers, and they're just down there by the big Sainsbury's. Lightly sparkling apple cider with apple aroma, perfectly balanced between sweet and dry, hence medium, I suppose, for great lasting refreshment. Cider ingredients, and here's where we all start to go wrong and pear-shaped, because the moment we read crafted in Hereford and we thought that's going to be Bulmers, and then we thought Bulmers are the apple concentrate people, and then we find out Aspula as well. I'm sure they didn't make cider like this when I was a kid, because we used to have woodpecker cider. Water, apple juice from concentrate, sugar, acid, malic acid, antioxidant, sodium, something beginning with M, and then the nutritional whatnots, and it's just pear-shaped, isn't it? Or apple-shaped, not really. I don't know, what can you say, you know? Beautiful can, gorgeous. Right, let's crack this one open then. It's not going to score very highly, is it? Because it's already toxic crap in a bloody nice can. Now, I'm putting this one, for a bit of variety, into a Peroni Petro Azzurro glass, so a beer glass, but it actually does look astonishingly light. It could so easily be Peroni, and it's, very lovely, lovely bubbles. So let's just capture a quick picture of that one, and yeah, that looks really nice. Let's get this apple well to the fore, suggesting that it's a drink made from apples, you know. Beautiful. Fantastic. I have to take the photo, sorry, while I'm talking, because it's essential that you hear me cracking it open and pouring it. But of course, by the time I've tasted it, there won't be much left. And I'm probably not going to buy some of these again, especially this one. But unfortunately for me, I've actually bought it in a case of 10, because I didn't look at the side of the can, as is generally my habit in this particular tasting, because I don't want to prejudice myself against them before, you know. It's pretty good, this tasting. I am just going at it, and then I look at the can with you, on situ, and we see that it's made of, you know, turnips and glue. Too bad. Anyway, it does look fantastic. Really, really gorgeous. Dark, dark wheat colour. A bit too dark, actually, for Pirelli, but, you know, might fool a few punters. Right, so packaging and provenance. Now, I'm going to give it, you know, at least 2.5 for the packaging. I think it's superb. Really, really good. Some time and effort has been put into that. And the provenance, I mean, it's a zero. I'm sorry, but anything made out of apple concentrate, which could come from anywhere, it could come from Romania or, you know, South Africa or anything, it's zero. But it does say made with British apples, you know. Should we give it half for that or one or, you know, are you joking? Right, so you can have a free, okay? That's perfectly generous enough for that. That's a free. The look of the cider. Now, I see you either like light or dark ciders, but I do think the look of it is superb. Can't fault the look of it. The bubbles are nice. Gorgeous. Really dark. Gold. Like a copper gold, really. So it's a 6. The nose. The nose is quite interesting. Again, it's very much like the brown that you get on a windfall apple where the wasps are starting to get in. And for me, that's a plus, you know. If I'm reminded in any way of an orchard when I'm nosing a cider. So the nose is quite good. I'm just going to give it a 4 along with the other one, you know. The apple taste. Now, I wouldn't say it's a hot day, but it's a summer's day. And I'm thirsty. So I'm gulping all of these on a couple taste. And what I do get on this one is quite a bit of tannin on my tongue, which is pleasing. It certainly does taste like I've just bitten into an apple. Let's have a sound of me biting into an apple so we can hear what that's like. Oh, gorgeous. Really big apples I've got. Unspecified, but they look more like Braeburn than anything. Right, excuse me tasting and talking. Apple taste. Let's give it another whirl. I mean, arguably I've got apple in my mouth now. There's more than a little truth to the saying an apple a day keeps the doctor away. In fact, the medical trade do not want you to know how healthy apples are. So, do as much research as you can. Eat one every day. Do not eat 7 apples on a Saturday. And make sure you practice your piano scales. Otherwise, your piano tutor is going to be deeply, deeply unhappy and offended. And she's probably going to take it into her head to become a cider reviewer instead of a piano teacher. And then that is the loss of one brilliant premier piano teacher to Britain, you know. Well, in the whole world, really. Anyway, I'm just trying to think, is this an apple taste? It was definitely an apple smell, right? It's pretty subtle. But there was that tannin about it. I want to give that one 2.5, okay, because it's not quite worth a 3. Now, get rid of the apple. Gorgeous. And let's see. What I do is I grate apple and carrot together, and then I fold those in Greek yogurt, and that's the basis of any sort of salad I'm going to have. So it might have coleslaw, cottage cheese, might have some rocket, might have cucumber, whatever, and then whatever else, you know, it could be slivers of ham or salmon or prawns or just anything. And it's a really quick way of making a super quick, fabulously delicious meal. And of course, that's always good with cider. I have to say, I have had this one at the pub, and I remember feeling disappointed with it at the pub. I thought it doesn't have a kick of anything, you know. And I didn't realise then it was made from apple concentrate. And I think it's quite popular at the pub. So is Thatcher's Gold, and that just tastes like nothing and sweet to me. I can't even be bothered to review it, I'm afraid. I suppose I ought to. It doesn't really taste of anything, so... I'm going to give it a 0.5 just to even up those marks, okay? So, you know, out of 12, it got 3 out of 12. There isn't really any taste to it. It is a fabulously disappointing cider, but it doesn't taste as naff as the old Moot and the Aspel's one. I mean, it doesn't really taste of anything, but it's not horrible, okay? Clean palate. Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty clean palate, you know. What should we do? Give it a 6. Clean palate, you know. Whatever that means. I mean, you know, it was meant to mean that there's no sort of bits in it and it's fairly pure. Not too smoky. Bubbles, again, like most of these, they start off really good and fade very quickly. So I'm going to give it 4 for bubbles. There are bubbles, you know, but they're not amazing. Feel-good factor. Again, this is proving to be so difficult. The look of the can, feel-good factor is huge. And the look of the cider, and just like the Aspel, the look of it is great, you know. But drinking it, knowing that Bulmers, perhaps the most originally trusted name in cider, has gone down the apple concentrate route, that's not good, is it? So I'll give it a 2, and it's lucky it got 2. Talk about selling your soul, you know, honestly. Good with cheese. Are you kidding me? Good with cheese. I mean, it would go with food, you know. It can have a 1. It really does taste of nothing, really. It tastes of nice dark gold. Right, so let's see how many this got. How many it's got. It wasn't worth it. Right, 3 and 6 and 4 is 13. And 3 is 16. And 6 is 22. And 4 is 26. And 2 and 1 is 29. So I deserved that. It got the same as the Aspel draft cider. And if you're going to think you can throw a water, apple concentrate, malic acid and sugar toxic mess at me, and then you think I'm going to call that a cider, do you know? They're really lucky they've got as far as they have. It's only because they have nice packaging. Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, that is... I described the Aspels as disgusting. This one, what can you say? It's just for weak-kneed people that watch football on television. Right, over, and there's one more to go, okay? And it's, could be the outright winner. Because I've had it before and it really was astonishing. But again, it's got to be judged on the criteria and we'll see. But this very next tasting, the 12th of the Battle of Ciders 2026, is going to be extraordinarily, utterly fantastic and fascinating and full of suspense, mystery and, you know, pulsating fobbingness. So let's grab the Dunkertons.